not just to buy temples or build temples. He wanted temples and deity worship, but his main goal was to distribute the Vedic literatures, to enlighten people, give them knowledge, intelligence, what the main goal of life is. And if you follow at all what's going on in book distribution in America and in the world for that matter, you'll see that so many people are so happy to come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books, especially these days. I know in America, and in our LA Sankirtan online thing, my God, there's people walking away. There's some ladies that are carrying a box of Bhagavatams that's bigger than them. And they're hauling these books back to their room or to their home or whatever they're doing. And that's what's really going on in America. And I think that's also going on in different parts of the world. But in the U.S., that is becoming something really very ecstatic. Prabhupada wanted his books to be distributed at colleges and universities. That was his desire. It took us many, many years to really come to where we are now, maybe almost like 40-something years, to finally come to that point where we're actually at a college, at a book table, and really distributing Srila Prabhupada's books by sets, Bhagavatam sets, Chaitanya Charitamrita sets, so many different little sets that these devotees have created. And this is something that's really phenomenal. It's a phenomenal time in the Krishna conscious movement today. So many young people are so enthusiastic to come in contact with something that gives them some kind of relief or gives them some kind of understanding what life is about. And they're suffering like anything. And they are. They are suffering. I've spoken to a couple, they don't know what to do. They don't know what the future is. They don't even know what they're going to... I spoke to a couple of students. They didn't even know if they were going to be able to utilize their college degree in some job that they want. There's no guarantee. So they're in anxiety. I know that when we joined the Krishna Conscious Movement, there was a different kind of anxiety. And it was more like, hell no, we won't go to the Vietnam War. And that was an impetus. Hell no, we're not going to go to that war. For what? So that was an impetus to search out and to see something more important in life. So these days, it's so many things, and young people are very disturbed. So this distribution in the colleges, universities, it's a big boon for the Krishna consciousness movement. And Srila Prabhupada, we have to carry on what Srila Prabhupada left us, this legacy of book distribution. It was extremely important to him. You're seeing some old Prabhus here that are doing our best according to our capacity to give all of you some kind of impetus and enthusiasm to take up the book distribution. You can see us here. I'm not sure how much longer. We're at a stage where we know how many years we're going to live. And it could be a decade. If we're really lucky and we're fortunate, we could be still here with all of you for another 10 years. So it's more important than ever for us to try to enthuse you to the best of our capability to take up this banner of book distribution on whatever level. It doesn't matter. Just as long as somehow or other you imbibe within your heart the importance of this book distribution, that you take it serious, because Prabhupada came, he started this movement on that principle of book distribution. And sometimes we might think that, well, You know, it would have been nice if Prabhupada would have built palaces for the deities and things of that nature. But Prabhupada made a comment that that was never the desire of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. It wasn't his desire to build big palatial temples. It was his desire to distribute books, Vedic knowledge. And we can see that the Krishna conscious movement, it's steadfast, it's growing like anything. If you get online, I've never seen any, there's no other spiritual cause on the internet bigger than the Krishna conscious movement, the devotees. It's everywhere. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And they're flooding the social media with Krishna conscious ideas and philosophy. So we need to keep that going. So today I've asked these two wonderful devotees if they would speak a little bit. They were book Bhikkhupati still is. Nikama was a book distributor in the airport. He was given a nickname, Nike the Spike. Yeah, Nike the Spike. He was a darn good book distributor. And he did a lot of nice things in terms of spreading the Krishna conscious movement. I had the opportunity to distribute a book for a few years, but then I got into something that really was wonderful, and that was to support book distribution. And that is my biggest pleasure these days, is to support book distribution to whatever level that we can. And as you can see, people do take upon it. If you take a look at our little chart up there, a little Bhagavad Gita sponsorship, we're going to get well over $50,000 donations from our congregation alone, and how they feel the importance of book distribution is. They're showing it by their dedication here for us to distribute these books. So, it's very beautiful. It's very wonderful. LA Temple has been very fortunate that we can continue on with our book distribution for many years. And we've always been very good at it. We've supported Srila Prabhupada's BBT in a big way every year for years and years and years, steadily. Steadfast. So thank you very much for making this possible. I'm very grateful to all the devotees that take it upon themselves to distribute books and to support book distribution. Just take a look. Prabhupada says, you distribute my books, everything else will come. You take a look at the deities, the temple, the festivals that we have. It's because of book distribution, preaching, and being convinced. This is an important word. To be convinced about the importance of us given this transcendental knowledge. So I'll ask Bhikkhupati Prabhu to speak a little bit as long as he likes, and then Nikama Prabhu will speak.
Hare Krishna. So what we do makes a difference, each and every one of us. I'm going to read two statements. One is from Prabhupada, and one is from a very famous New Dwarka devotee, Gauri Devi Dasi, that sort of support that point. I'll read Gauri Devi Dasi's first. She was a Mataji who was a book distributor here in New Dwarka for many years, and they featured her on this. This is a book that came out in 1993. It's called The Nectar of Book Distribution. So, you know, on the back of the book, they usually try to put kind of highlights or the most important things. So she's right there on the top there. And this is what she said. She said, distributing books doesn't have anything to do with how uninterested people are or how much they are in Maya. At least 99% of the people I talk to are so far away from Krishna consciousness that they couldn't be more forgetful of Krishna if they wanted to be. Now, here it comes, here's the sentence. She says, so it's really the devotee's intense desire and enthusiasm that count. So she's saying that. Of course, she's just Gauri Devi Dasi. Is that true? Is that you know, a true statement? She's saying it's really the devotee's intense desire and enthusiasm that count. Well, if we could find something that Srila Prabhupada said that kind of supports that, and we could accept that as completely accurate and true, and we can. In the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always thinking how fallen conditioned souls can be delivered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, influenced by the merciful devotee's attempt to deliver fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. Let me read that sentence again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, influenced by the merciful devotee's attempt to deliver fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. So we really do figure in the picture. You know, our, as Mataji said, our intense desire and our enthusiasm will invoke the mercy of the Lord. It's today is World Enlightenment Day. You know, as we call this World Enlightenment Day. And ultimately, there's only one person that can enlighten a soul. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, it's the same person. The pure devotee, but with the cooperation of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. In the 10th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesham eva anukampartam aham jnana jam tamaha nasyami atma bhavashto jnana dipena bhashvata, that out of compassion for them, I who am dwelling within their heart, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So it's only Krishna that can enlighten a soul. And so when is he going to do it? He's going to do it when his devotees are manifesting intense desire and enthusiasm to, as Prabhupada says here, deliver the conditioned souls. Deliver the conditioned souls. He responds with that. I said the same thing yesterday, but you know, if you got a good thing, you might as well say it again. We say the Hare Krishna mantra a lot. It's Krishna who is responding with the devotees. And as I mentioned yesterday, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, the Lord's mercy follows the devotee's mercy. So, as I started off by saying, we really do figure in the picture. If we take this up, you know, with enthusiasm, intense desire, enthusiasm, Krishna reciprocates with that. And it's, you know, he enlightens the general populace from within by his causeless mercy. He's responding or reciprocating with the devotee's desire to practice, you know, preaching and see people become Krishna conscious. So another thought is, two more thoughts, and then I'll give Nakatma the mic, is this is really, as I mentioned yesterday again, it's not optional. At least according to the philosophy, it's not really meant to be optional. This is a an excerpt from a paragraph in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. Prabhupada says, the duty means not optional, means something you're supposed to do. The duty of all devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere, all over the world, because all living entities without Krishna consciousness are suffering the pangs of material existence. To preach Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity. Indeed, it is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as pada upakara, work for the true benefit of others. So, it's once again, it's the duty. It's something that we're all, you know, really obligated to do. That's what duty means. And the only legitimate reason I could think of why a devotee might think, well, I can't preach, is that maybe they're worried about falling down. Right, that's a legitimate kind of a spiritual concern. I'm not strong enough. I'm too weak a devotee. If I go out and preach to others, I'll you know, become influenced by their association and I'll fall down. That's kind of a legitimate concern, right? Makes sense? Okay, so here's what Prabhupada has to say about that. This is from a paragraph in the 6th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says, and these are considered very important points. This is a book that was called Preaching is the Essence, and I just turned it into this type of book. But it was on the back cover. So it was considered by the editors to be one of the two most important statements. I just read you the first one. So here the Prabhupada's saying, a Krishna conscious person should free himself from the clutches of Maya, and he should also be compassionate to all others suffering in those clutches. The activities of Krishna, of the Krishna consciousness movement, are meant not only for oneself, but for others also. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Okay, now here it comes. One who is interested in his own salvation is not as advanced in Krishna consciousness as one who feels compassion for others and who therefore propagates the Krishna consciousness movement. Okay, now this is addressing that point I was making. It says, such an advanced devotee will never fall down, for Krishna will give him special protection. I'll read that again. Such an advanced devotee, it's referring to somebody who's prepared to take it up, you know, just take up this instruction of not only trying to be Krishna conscious, but try to give it to others. Prabhupada says, such an advanced devotee will never fall down. Why? Krishna will give him special protection. And Prabhupada completes the last sentences. That is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. So as far as Prabhupada is concerned, that's it. That's what this movement's all about. It's another way of saying sum and substance means, it's another way of saying that's what this movement's all about. It's about trying to become Krishna conscious yourself and trying to give it to other people. And somebody who does that, they're guaranteed that they won't fall down because Krishna's will give them special protection. So it's just my attempt to encourage everybody to do it, you know, take it up. I mean, today is a special day, World Enlightenment Day, but in general, take it up as your life's mission to try to not just become Krishna conscious, which that's totally we want to do that, but in addition to that, give it to other people. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Haribo. Hare Krishna. I just wanted to, first of all, recognize the leadership that the Los Angeles Temple under Savas Prabhu and Bhrigupati Prabhu for so many years, that the Los Angeles Temple as a result is one of the biggest or the biggest preaching centers in the world, in all of ISKCON. It's very significant. It's not just 1 year, 2 years, it's a flash in the pan or something. But this has been going on for 30, 40, 50 years now. So thank you very much, Prabhu, for your wonderful leadership. We've been hearing so many nice things about the importance and results of book distribution, preaching, specifically book distribution. So I want from Srila Prabhupada and some of the wonderful devotees. So I just wanted to continue in that vein by quoting a few things or repeating a few quotes from Srila Prabhupada, in which Srila Prabhupada talks about the importance of book distribution and the techniques and how the process has to be, it's based on purity. It's not based on tricks and other means. And first of all, Srila Prabhupada points out that, and sometimes we have that question. There were questions about to Srila Prabhupada that when we go out on book distribution and we're preaching to people, how do we relate to them? How do we look at them, or even? And Srila Prabhupada points out that regarding what to do with the eyes while on Sankirtan, one should look into the faces of the people
and try to convince them of the sincerity of our movement. That is best. There is no need of artificial things like seeing the spirit soul. Right? Sometimes when we go out on preaching, we're thinking, well, let me just connect with the super soul. And everything else is going to happen. No. There is no need of artificial things like seeing the spirit soul. We talk, and we talk on Krishna topics. That is all. That's a quote from 1970. And sometimes, again, we try to become very cute in our preaching and techniques. But Srila Prabhupada points out that these books are the best advertising. They're better than advertising. If we simply present Krishna consciousness in a serious and attractive way, without need to resort to fashionable slogans or tricks, that is sufficient. Our unique asset is our purity. No one can match it. And it's a fact. We have experience of so many persons who have come to Krishna consciousness, and even people from outside, professional people who thought that they could come and become a book distributor. There's that famous story of that one person who, he was a business salesman, and when he tried to go out on Sankirtan, he was totally toasted. He lasted one day. So it's a whole different experience when we're engaged in canvassing work for Lord Chaitanya. So far, the meaning of the word cheating, this is also an important principle, that we're very honest in our presentation of Krishna consciousness. There are only three things to be known. This is Prabhupada's definition of cheating. That Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor of everything, and a supreme friend of everyone. And we say that honestly. And we say that honestly is acting upon the knowledge of these three facts. So that is the definition of being honest. That we're recognizing that Krishna, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvadehinam. Krishna is the supreme proprietor, benefactor, and friend of all living beings. And again, this idea that we have to resort to other means to make this knowledge attractive to the conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada points out that if we simply speak nicely to a person and try sincerely to get him to take the book, he'll take it. Why should we adopt unfair means? We should not do anything which will create a bad impression or make us unpopular. People are after these books. They are hankering for them. We don't need to take to cheating methods. So, Krishna is all attractive. We just have to make it available because they're looking for that in their lives. There was an interesting, I had a conversation with Srila Prabhupada Swami some years ago, and he made this interesting comment that just stuck in my brain, that he said, they want to speak to the devotees. They want Krishna, but they don't know why. So the purpose of distributing these books is to give that information, that understanding of why we have that natural connection and attraction to Krishna. They have to be informed, they have to be educated, and that's what we're experiencing through a book distribution. But that book distribution, it can't be, it has to be done properly in order to attract the conditioned souls. Of course, we can be aggressive. There's a very famous letter that Prabhupada wrote to it was a Jagadatri when she was in Hawaii. And Prabhupada said, regarding the problem of how to be aggressive on Sankirtan and submissive in the temples, my request to you is that you go out, that you go on being aggressive on Sankirtan. Prabhupada said, I myself was aggressive in coming to your country. No one invited me. Even you boys and girls did not invite me. But I came and I preached aggressively, and therefore you are now my disciples. So now you will know how to approach the men and women of your country. And if they appear that superficially the sentence is not quite complete. But the point was that on Sankirtan we can become aggressive in distributing Krishna consciousness. But in the temple one is certainly of a different attitude. Instead one should remain humble. Because Prabhupada said, we are working for the heart and soul, not for money. And finally, Srila Prabhupada also was very keen on this Sankirtan being distributed in a traveling method. And so Prabhupada said, the moving Sankirtan party was programmed long, long ago, even when I was in India. When there was talk about our preachers, about preaching amongst our God brothers, I used to say to my God brothers that when I would begin preaching, I shall take two trucks, one for Sankirtan party and one for carrying requisites. And I would go from college to college, village to village throughout the whole world, preaching Lord Chaitanya's message. So the time has come as per my dream. By the grace of Krishna, you are carrying on that program. Please, therefore, organize this moving Sankirtan party, as you are already doing from school to school or college to college. If we can rightly impress the Krishna consciousness idea in some intelligent student's heart, it will be of great service. So, then again, there's so many other quotes here, but the point is that book distribution is also based on purity, and we can be most effective when there's some other instructions here by Srila Prabhupada talking about how following the regulative principles is so important, because that gives one the purity to go out and distribute and preach to the conditioned souls. So the value of book distribution cannot be understated. It's so important in every aspect of spiritual life, in every aspect of our Krishna conscious activities. So we're so fortunate that we have some great leaders here to help us in that mission. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo. Yes.
Prabhu, thank you for sharing those statements with us about, you know, the purity is the force in book distribution, and we should try to distribute the books on the merit of the book, which... whenever possible, I try to show them the picture of changing bodies and try to explain to them. But is it also okay that I tell people they look like a rock star? That's one of my that's one of my best compliments.
What was that again?
I said, is it also okay that I tell people they look like a rock star? Is that loud?
statement. I'll pull this up. This is very, very interesting. Where Srila Prabhupada says, Savas, if you want to say something, let me look this up.
Okay, on that particular point, Prabodhanandan Saraswati Maharaj, Prabhupada quoted him, and he said that when he would go out and preach, he would tell that person that you're the greatest. You're the best devotee. You're the greatest person ever. And then he would just keep glorifying him. Then he'd say, okay, now give a donation. So I think saying a rock star, it's we're in a modern age. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that in terms of encouraging someone. And if someone is prepared to stand and listen to you, they have some interest. You know, we know that a person, you can walk up to a person and they just start growling practically like a dog. You know you don't want nothing to do with them. Practically, you just leave them alone. But we're talking about individuals that you approach that are actually some piety in their heart, and they're interested. And sometimes using those particular lines increases their interest or their enthusiasm. To hear your message, so
they drop their defenses.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think that's your foot in the door, so to speak.
No, absolutely not. I don't think that's offensive at all. We used to see a lot of things in the airport to people that are coming through the airport. You need something to wake them up. They're so much engrossed in their body and their mind. They need something to startle them, to like kind of spark that. In that desire about who they are and what they should be doing and why you're there. I'm trying to be there to help them. Did you find anything? I'll just make a quote here by Prabhupada. This is a quote from Srila Prabhupada. It's a letter to Hamsa Duda in 1970. Quote, I am very glad to know that your sales of our literature and books are very good and improving more. It is natural that such distribution of literature should increase as the people hear more about Krishna consciousness movement. So distribution of our books and literatures is our major propaganda program. You know, we've heard this many times, but I think that for a book distributor, that person, that devotee, really needs to be convinced about this issue. Because like we were saying previously, the hardest thing to do on book distribution is get out of the van. You know, when you're in the van, everything's really nice. But the minute that you get your spot where you're supposed to go and distribute books, it's very difficult to get that foot out and that second foot out and then start distributing Prabhupada's books. So this convincing is an extremely important aspect. And Nakatma mentioned so many things. That for a book distributor, but all devotees really, but especially a book distributor should be very focused on their chanting. They're chanting the rounds on a daily basis, strictly following the principles of Krishna consciousness, having a solid morning program. If you have those ingredients within you, you carry that with you when you go out, and you get you're shielded. You're like in a bubble, and the more powerful your sadhana becomes, the more you're convinced. And that convincing aspect is extremely important in Krishna consciousness. Because you can be out there and you can be gobbled up just by the material energy. Oh, this person's beautiful. Wow, they must be really powerful. They're rich. They look beautiful. Wow. Look at it. We can get enamored very easily by the external energy and become tainted. We can become depressed. We can take a look at our situation. So that bubble, being in that bubble, is extremely important in order to continue preaching. That's the convincing factor. Yes, Nick.
Okay. I found this interesting comment that Srila Prabhupada made in 1969. Prabhupada said, there is a Sanskrit proverb, sate satya vracha charateta. And this means, if somebody is cunning, we must also become cunning. To a cunning person, what does he say? To a cunning person, we are not to be simpletons. Krishna conscious devotees are expected to be very intelligent. So we have to work very intelligently to prove our advancement in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada gives the example. If you keep a table by the Sankirtan party, a table with a charity box and our books and literature for sale, you go on with your work as usual. And when the police come, you say that you are not canvassing. You have simply kept a table, and whoever wishes to purchase may do so. So the point is that just as the materialists are very cunning in their activities and even their restrictions and their obstacles that they try to put on our work, we have to also become just as intelligent and sometimes cunning. So we can change the dress sometimes, and Prabhupada was referring to that later on. He talks about how dress can be changed, just as we see, and other techniques, but not to the point where it becomes cheating and it becomes an irritant to shows the devotee, portrays the devotee as being dishonest. So, whatever means have to be adopted, so be it. By hook or by crook, Prabhupada writes another letter. But not to the point where it misrepresents what we're giving in these literatures.
All right, thank you. So a couple more things, just a few more minutes. I'll just read a couple other things that kind of I thought were very interesting in terms of what we're doing in New Dwarka. This is a letter to Bhagavan in 1970 by Prabhupada. Quote, "So I can see that there is very good potency at the present moment for spreading this movement as was desired by my Guru Maharaj. And I'm simply trying my best to carry out his desire. And if some of my students adopt this attitude without any other motivation, surely Krishna will fulfill our desire. So push on with book publication and distribution. And I'm very glad that you are now distributing to schools and libraries." So as we were saying, we're experiencing that same kind of situation in society today. It's actually a very good time to preach Krishna consciousness, and the results are there just to see books being going in Bhagavatam sets, Chaitanya Charitamrita sets, something else Prabhupada said. "Please also try to introduce our books in the colleges and schools as well as local libraries. I have received word from other centers that our literatures are very well received, and often they are being used as course textbooks in the schools and colleges. You are already preaching on the university campuses, so you add this book distribution to your program and make it complete with preaching, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, distribution of prasadam and literatures. I know how well this program is received by the students because they are very intelligent. You are also a very intelligent boy and devotee of Krishna, and Krishna will give you even more intelligence in proportion to your endeavor to serve him faithfully." Yes, this is the ingredient, being a faithful servant of Srila Prabhupada and the predecessor acharyas and the parampara. So this will be the difference of distribution and not distribution of Prabhupada's books. So one more thing. Yes, we are fighting impersonalism and voidism with pure devotional service. Impersonalism and voidism kills the natural aptitude of devotion, which is lying dormant in everyone's heart. Therefore, we are printing books like our Krishna book, so that people may know that the Supreme Absolute Truth is a person. The perfection of every living creature is to render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Person and thereby go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita that whoever explains my transcendental glories to others is most dear to me in this world, and never will there be one more dear to me than he. Yes, this is Srila Prabhupada. So, Satchitananda Prabhu, would you like to say something? Good. Can you give him take a mic?
ओ वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितनं पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. सो इट्स वंडरफुल ऑल दोस डिफरेंट कोट्स अ लॉट ऑफ विज़डम. सो श्रील प्रभुपाद वन टाइम आल्सो आस्क वन ऑफ हिज डिसिपल्स व्हाट आर यू सेइंग व्हेन यू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट बुक्स एट द एयरपोर्ट एंड दिस पर्टिकुलर टाइम Mataji, she said, well, we meet all kinds of people. We tell them, you know, businessmen, or this one, or that one, this, and that, so many things. Then Prabhupada was listening. Then he said, he had Bhagavatam. He quotes, Krishna swadham upagate dharma jnana divisaha kalanasta disamisa puronarkva unoditaha. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just as after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, a company of knowledge and religion. People who have lost their vision due to the darkest age of Kali shall take knowledge from this Bhagavad Purana. So that was wonderful. So in different times, Prabhupada said different things. So another thing that Bhrigupati Prabhu was mentioning about, I think the 10th canto, you said that the mercy of Krishna follows the devotee's mercy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that stuck in my mind also, that because I'm the practical example of that mercy, in that sense that I'm here because of some devotee's kindness, mercy. Because, you know, you can distribute so many books sometimes, many, many. But this particular person at that particular time, he was just concerned about me. And I never forget that. He was just like stopped about her book distribution to other people, and he just focused on me, like work on me, and giving me, like practically speaking, like a Bhagavatam class. And it was not just satisfied by the student book, but to bring that person to the lotus feet of her spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And that's what I really touched me. I meditate on that. I say, someday, Krishna, give me that mercy so that I can bring someone to your lotus feet. And there is an interesting thing about supported by it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one, there's a beautiful prayer that said, Chiram Adatan Nija Gupta Vitam Swaprema Namamrita Atyudara. Then he says, Apamaranjo Vitatara Gora Krishna Yanevyas Tamaham Prapadiyat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Gora Krishna, he's the most magnificent. He's distributing his own treasury in the form of his love in the holy name to the lowest of men. The lowest of men. Therefore, and this was never been given before. He said, I offer my respectful obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, yeah, like, you know, we see, I think, consider myself like the lowest, very low. And then we look at the world is going now. Oh my God, this prayer fits perfectly. So, to honor Srila Prabhupada, the Sis Goswamis, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, with that mood, that seeing that these people need it. I was there, and now I can relate to that. So, being I mean, you know, I can say for the last 43 years, distributing books, at least if I can count 50 to 60 or maybe even 100 times when people told me that they were ready to commit suicide. Just 2 days ago, I met another person when he got the book, in another book, and he was like, oh, I've been hankering for this. And then they start revealing their minds to you. And you see, my God, thank you, Krishna, for giving me the opportunity to come and relieve someone from some suffering. Hopefully, they can, you know, come back to their senses. So that's another interesting aspect of how you can become valuable, like the best friend. They start revealing their minds to you. You become like the best friend to them. Can you imagine someone telling you the most private, intimate thing to you? And you say, Krishna, this is, thank you. Thank you for putting me in this situation so I can see that, you know, so many people are suffering out there. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thanks very much for the talks that I've just heard, which are quite inspiring. Actually, I have nothing more to say. But one thing comes to me, and that is, it was not only enough for me to distribute the books, but to get the persons to read the books. That's more important. Why? Because if they don't read the books, then they don't become Krishna devotees. So that should be on our minds at foremost. So my thought was this. How will I get these people to take the book? And once they have it, how will I get them to read it? Well, I always first thing find out what they're interested in. Once I know that they're interested in cars, or they're interested in planes, or they're interested in school, or education, this, that. So then I would focus my talk on how they could be better at what they like to do. Well, that immediately got them interested. It took me 15 seconds, and immediately they wanted to know about the book without me even telling them. Is that book something? Of course, it's going to help you become better at your auto mechanics. He says, how? Ah, that's why you got to read the book. You want me to tell you the book? No. I want you to read it, and if you read it, you'll get the benefit of it, you'll get the understanding, and you know what else? You can share it with your brother, sister, father, mother, anyone else whom you know and you love. They too will get the benefit of these books. You understand what I'm talking about? Benefit? I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to make you do a little work. You worked, you got paid at the end of the week, right? Well, you're going to work and read a little bit, and you're going to get paid with big, great, wonderful, glorious benefits. Got it? Yeah, I got it. Remember it? I'll try. No, not you'll try. You will. Okay, I will. And that's it.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So let's distribute tons of Bhagavad Gita's today. Whatever you take out, don't come back with it. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Hare Krishna. Oops, excuse me. Thank you for being here.